or someone you know have an amazing or an inspirational story? Were you faced with adversity, or did you have to overcome obstacles or challenges just to get where you are today? Well, look, my name is Casey Armstrong. You might remember me as the producer or the writer on the Howard Stern Show, but right now I'd like to personally invite you guys to join me and my crew every Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on Long Island News Talk Radio as we bring you the world's most amazing people. Each day, we'll talk to uplifting, inspirational, talented people who have made a difference right here in our own hometown. Not only here, but in the world. That's WMAP, the world's most amazing people, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on Long Island News Talk Radio, 103.9 WRCN.
All right, guys, that is true. My name is Casey Armstrong, and I have an amazing guest for you. Guys, this next guest is one of those where you're going to want to go back and hear this interview again, because not only the incredible reviews, her book, which is called You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral, which is an awesome title. You got to see all these glowing reviews. People love this book. And the story is just so inspirational, because this is about Anne-Marie Hancock, who is somebody who you probably might know. She did Good Morning Virginia on NBC. She, you know, talk show host, and she was an investigative journalist and a healer, very successful author. I mean, this I could go on and on with her resume, but she was taking care of her mother, I believe, and she's going to be on in a second to tell me if I have it right. But she was taking care of her mother who had terminal cancer, and she kept a journal. And after that, she that's kind of where it came from. And the little that I know, because I have not read this book yet, which I'm psyched to do so, but it just the when she was saying this, what she did and taking care of somebody, she did this for other people, because a lot of other people go through this. A lot of other people take care of someone who is not going to get better. And I think it's very brave. And with my honor and my pleasure, I want to bring to WMAP Miss Anne-Marie Hancock. Anne-Marie, what's going on?
How are you, Casey? What a lovely introduction. You are way too kind.
Oh, thanks. Did I have it right?
Oh, you did. You want to keep going? I'm so impressed. No. I don't know that person. No, I'm kidding.
Anne-Marie Hancock, you wrote this book. Tell me about what people are going to read when they open this awesome book.
Well, I think the most important thing is, Casey, we all have somebody difficult in our lives, whether we talk about it or we don't. Can be a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a boss. In other words, you don't have to be terminal to be difficult. Mm. I had a double whammy because my mother was extremely strong-willed. She was Irish, and also she was terminal. But to give you an example, of course, title of the book, You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. Often we think about the car in dream interpretation in psychology as the vehicle that takes us towards something or away from something. Mm-hmm. And the car for my mother took her to freedom and to independence. Even the color was significant, and her color was red. It's sort of an aggressive, high energy. But the most significant thing about Mama's car was the license plate, which read perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Wow.
So, Mom loved her car. When she passed, the priest asked the family, like 12 of us sitting there, what did your Mama love? And in unison, the family said, her car. And we shocked ourselves. We shocked the priest. But when Mom was in that car, she was free. She was independent. But she was tough. I'll give you an example.
Yeah,
she liked
please.
To drive. She didn't want me to drive. And yet the cancer had gone to her brain.
Okay.
So my son wanted to go to lunch with her one day. And I said, Mom, I'll drive you to the other side of town. No, you won't, Ann. You drive like Moses. I said, Mom, when did you meet Moses? Ann, you're not funny, and you never were. Okay. All right. Fine, Mom. Let's go. We drive through the first stoplight. I let it go. We drove through the second stoplight. And I said, Mama, I think you drove through a stoplight. She said, Ann, mind your business. Your dad did it all the time. My mom, Casey, carried a cane with a sword in it that my dad gave her for Valentine's Day.
I'll let that one go.
Yeah. She needed protection from everybody, she felt.
Wow.
So one day we're going down Charter Colony here in Richmond, and all of a sudden out of the blue she says, Ann, you're a moron. Yep. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to drive the car. Oh, my gosh. I pulled to the side of the road, and I said, what did you say? You're a moron. I said, Mother, I was in Ireland 3 years ago researching the family name, and it's not pronounced Moran. It's moron. So we're all morons in this Irish family. And she said, just take me to Dr. Kapadia. I don't like the way you drive. We head for the hospital. I let her out at the front. She goes, I don't want to go in this way. I want to go in another way. Wow. I said, Mama, we need to take the elevator. You can't walk very far, and I want you to be comfortable. And I'm your mother. Do what I say. She goes one way. I go the other way. I park the car. I rush up that elevator. No Mama. No Mama in sight. All of a sudden, she emerges from the elevator, and you can hear, what is wrong with everybody up here? You people are morons. The cardiology department on the top floor of a hospital? You've almost killed me. And then she heads to the registration desk with that sword in that cane.
Oh, no.
And I had a vision of, oh, my gosh, we're going to be in the pokey by 7 o'clock tonight.
It looks like it.
So she's tough. So how do we deal with these difficult people? Obviously, humor is at
those are great. Those are great stories.
Mind.
Wow.
Humor. But God, you've got to have faith. If you don't have faith, in just my opinion, you're going to self-destruct. If there were not a higher power for all of us to communicate with, I don't know what people do when they are faced with enormous sadness and tragedy. So for me, prayer works, God works, and I would lay in bed at night and say, okay, God, you saw it today, you saw it all, right?
You got that, right?
Yeah, because nobody else would believe it, and you can't make this stuff up. So you and I know, can we make tomorrow better? And I actually developed a very, what I felt was intimate relationship with the Lord. If God is your best friend, Casey, I mean, you ought to be able to talk to him the way you would talk to your best friend here on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I would come home some nights and say, God, I'm broken. She really got me today. I'm broken. Help me. And I'm not a corny person, but I can honestly tell you, I would feel a peace come over me and a knowingness that I was doing the very best I could, even if it wasn't good enough for someone else. And I think that's a problem a lot for people.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to own, Casey, everything everyone says to us.
Yep.
You do radio, you've done TV, you do everything. So you know, you walk out of a show and 5,000 people say you're awesome, and one says, that was awful.
And that's the one you pay attention to.
And that's, well, yeah. That's the one you take home with you. I don't know why we do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why we choose to beat ourselves up. Isn't there enough stuff in life that we don't need to beat ourselves up?
Totally.
Yeah. And so for me, I would learn with Mom to say, think she's coming from fear. She's frightened. She's like a small frightened child. And she strikes out, and we strike out at the people we love. Why? Because they'll take it. Mm. So it's kind of a backhanded compliment, isn't it? Really?
It really is. And you can tell. By the way, the way that you've painted this so far, Anne Marie Hancock
her new book here, You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. If you've been listening to her here, the way you just told those stories, you're such a great guest because you tell us who your mom was, you give us some examples, and now you kind of break it down for us. And it just makes it so easy to follow along. And I love the lessons, because there is a lesson in here. And I don't know if that's what you meant to do, but did you set out to honor her memory, or did you set out to help other people, or all of the above? What was your goal in putting the book out?
The goal in the book was to help people, to strengthen people.
Got it.
And at the very top of that list, to inspire people to believe in themselves. Everybody's made the image and likeness of God.
Yes.
Every human being is absolutely extraordinary, and we should not allow anyone to take that specialness from us. Let it just kind of roll off your back like a duck's back. And remember who you are, a child of God.
Anne Marie Hancock, go to Amazon.com. Go type in Anne Marie Hancock, or type in You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. And this is one that I am definitely going to read. This is Anne Marie, you sound like you definitely got the sense of humor. You think you got that from your mom?
I think I got it from mom, and by necessity.
Or is it defense mechanism?
By necessity. Had to laugh at some of this stuff. You can't make it up, Casey.
Yeah, I don't know if she was trying to be, I don't think at times she was trying to be funny, but I guess you just laughed it off and took that with you, man. That's pretty cool stuff, Anne-Marie.
Well, you have to, Casey. I mean, I loved her, and people think, what is this, a hit job? Absolutely not. I adored her, or I couldn't have gone every day with meals and to all the CAT scans, MRIs, all of those things for 3 years if I didn't absolutely adore her.
Right.
But there's personal stuff. We all have it, mm-hmm. with particularly our parents. You know, we're all the babies and always will be for our parents.
Yeah.
And we have to learn to believe in ourselves, to trust our God, to know that each one of us is here for a very special mission, a very special message, and to own that and not the negative things that bring us down and render us not productive.
Anne-Marie, you've been amazing. You're one of the world's most amazing people. Your book is called You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. And we're over time here, but I could talk to you forever. I hope you come back where we can talk for a longer amount. But I want to ask you one last question here. I usually ask this sometimes of authors. Now, when we were talking about before, we were talking about why you put the book out. Usually an author will try and teach something, or ask questions, or show people something, or they want the reader to learn something. But in essence, what happens is that the author is the one that really learns something about themselves. Did you learn anything about yourself in the research and in the production of this whole book?
Yes, I did. I learned that, first of all, you're a public personality. I am too. I have been. And we hide that personal side of us because we have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a part of us that belongs to us.
Mm-hmm.
And after writing a couple books, a professor from Columbia University told me, Emery, why do you hide the you-ness? And I thought, what is you-ness? And she said, your books, the other two, they're all facts. Are you afraid to put you in there? And I realized, Casey, I was. Mm. It's when we put ourselves out there, we're vulnerable. And we're trained, you are, I am, to wake people up every morning and talk about the sunshine and the beach weather and all the great things going on and to uplift people. And we're not paid to share sadness or a personal side of us, and we learn to treasure it and to keep that very close to our heart, almost like a precious pearl. So what I learned is I can let some of that out, and in the process, hopefully with the grace of God, do something beautiful for somebody else, strengthen them, comfort them, support them. Just by writing the book, I'm saying I'm still here, I'm still alive, I can still laugh, I survived it, and life is good.
Wow. Well said. Well said. Anne-Marie Hancock, everybody go get that book like I will be doing. You can't drive your car to your own funeral. Go to Amazon.com. Anne-Marie Hancock, you can't drive your car to your own funeral. Anne-Marie, you've been awesome, and I really hope that you come back because you're terrific. You're terrific on the air, and I love what you're doing, and you're helping other people. So that, in my book, makes you one of the world's most amazing people.
I think you are way too kind, and you are pretty amazing yourself, Casey Armstrong. Thank you so much for allowing me this time. It's very humbling.
All right. God bless. I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, too.
What a great guest. We'll be right back on WMAP. This is radio from Rammstein.